Let us all say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with tonight's family altar. Let's sing hymn 68. In the name of Jesus, tonight we will discuss Psalms number 77. Let us read through this Psalms number 77. In the name of Jesus, I read, "My voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and He will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted. When I remember God, then I am disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows faint. You have held my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of long ago. I will remember my song in the night. I will meditate with my heart, and my spirit ponders. Will the Lord reject forever? And will He never be favorable again? Has His loving kindness ceased forever? Has His promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has He in anger withdrawn His compassion? Then I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. Your ways, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples. You have by your power redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you. They were in anguish. The deeps also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth a sound. Your arrows flashed here and there. The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea, and your path in the mighty waters, and your footprints may not be known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So this is the content of Psalm 77. Let us firstly refer to the superscription for the choir director. So this Psalm is to be added to the collection of works to be used by the choir director in Israel's worship services. Or it can mean, when the psalm was used in the temple worship, it was to be spoken by the leader of the Levitical choir or by the choir itself. And then here we can see, according to Jedutun, some people reckon this Jedutun is also Ethan. But then here we can see, Jedutun, he is one of David's three choir leaders. And then here, he taught certain melodies of the Psalms. Therefore, this Psalm 77, it is sang according to the melodies that is composed or directed by this Jedutun. And then here say, a Psalm of Asaph. So this Psalm is ascribed to him. Asaph is also one of David's three choir leaders. He and his descendants also collected, they are known as the collector, collected certain group of psalms. So this psalm is ascribed to him. Maybe he composed it or he directed this psalm during the worship. So this is the superscription. But what is this Psalm 77 about? This Psalm 77 tells us, comforting reflection in a time of great distress. Again, this Psalm number 77 tells us, comforting reflections in a time of great distress. Here we can see, there was this anguish in verses 1 to 9. But we see the comforting recollection from verses 10 to 20. So here, this psalm tells us concerning comforting reflections in a time of great distress. Let us first discuss verses 1 to 9. Verses 1 to 9. Here, we can see the anguish, perplexity, or the puzzlement over God's apparent inaction when God fails to respond to unceasing and urgent prayers. Let's see verse 1. My voice rises to God and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God and He will hear. So here we can see the belief, the faith, the hope of the psalmist. We can see his belief, faith, and hope. He say, my voice rises to God, and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and He will hear me. So he has this belief, this faith, this hope that God will hear him. And verse 2, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted. So here, he was in trouble. But then, he know how to sought the Lord, seek the Lord. In the night, his hand was stretched out without weariness. He continued to pray and to pray. His soul refused to be comforted until God's answer. Because he has this belief, faith, and hope that the Lord will hear him. So we can see his prayer in times of troubles. However, what happened? Let's see from verses 3 to 6. So he prayed to the Lord. However, even though he has this belief, faith, and hope, but then when he remembered God's past mercies, it only further continued to intensify his bewilderment, his perplexity, his puzzlement. How come God's is not answering him. How come he experienced God's failure to act now? In that, this thought was so troubling that this psalmist, he could not sleep. And words also fail. So verse 3, he say, when I remember God, then I'm disturbed. Why? Because it seems that there was no action from God. And then God failed to respond to his unceasing and urgent prayer. So we can see that he was very troubled. When I remember God, then I'm disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows faint. At that time, we can see he was considering the days of old, the years of long ago. He remembered the song in the night, the songs of worship which they sung in praises of God, in belief that the Lord will hear. And then I will meditate with my heart and my spirit ponders. So the more he remembered of all this God's past mercy, that it even further intensified his perplexity, his puzzlement. How come God is not answering? So he was so troubled to the extent, verse 4 say, he cannot sleep and words fail. So in verses 7 to 9, his thoughts was very troubled. All these troubled thoughts did not go away from him. So in his thoughts, he has this type of question. Will the Lord reject forever? And will he never be favorable again? Has his loving kindness ceased forever? Has his promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has he, in anger, withdrawn his compassion? So he was very troubled, and the troubled thoughts will not go away. So here, in this section, verses 1 to 9, we can see that type of anguish, perplexity, or puzzlement over God's inaction. How God fails to respond to his unceasing and urgent prayer. So what happened? Verse 10. Then I say, it is my grief, my anguish, that the right hand of the Most High has changed. So this was in his thought. This was in his thought. He said it was his anguish and grief. He thought that the right hand of the Most High has changed. But then in this verse 10, there's also another explanation. In verse 10, we can also see the turning point. Here, it can also mean to grieve is his portion. Because he was in anguish. So to grieve is his portion. But then to change his condition belongs to God, belongs to the right hand of the Most High. So verse 10 also serves as actually a turning point. A turning point. In the first part, his heart was very troubled. How come God did not answer? There's no action. So he was so grieved, he was in anguish. So he thought that the right hand of the Most High has changed. But then here also served as a turning point. There's another explanation, that is to say, to grieve is his portion. But he had come to this realization, to change his condition actually belongs to God, the right hand, the powerful hand, the merciful hand, the loving hand of the Most High. Therefore, in verses 11 onwards to verse 20, verses 11 to 20, we can see the reassuring recollection of God's mighty act in behalf of Israel in the Exodus in the past. So, verse 11 to 12, we can see faith's decision to look beyond the present trouble, to draw hope anew from God's saving acts of old. Therefore, these armies, oh, he reflect back, he remember back. Faith decision, oh, is to look beyond the present troubles and to draw hope anew from God's saving act of old. So he remember back, oh, the acts of God on behalf of Israel in Exodus. Verse 11, I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on all your deeds. So he reflect back. And then verses 13 onwards to 20, we can see God's mighty act in the Exodus, or actually recounted here. Here, verses 13 to 15, we can see God's mercy, greatness, holiness. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among the peoples. You have by your power redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. So he recount back, he give him the strength. And verses 16 to 19, describe to us how God display his power, his greatness, his majesty, when he opened a way through the Red Sea for his people. And then, verse 17, 18, speak about the clouds pour out water, the skies gave forth a sound. Your arrows flash here and there. The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lift up the world. The earth trembled and shook. So here, this part tells us to recall the majesty of God displayed in the thunderstorm and earthquake. The Hebrew poet often associated either or both with the Lord's coming to either save or judge through all this description, like here mentioned, thunderstorm, earthquake. So these were the two most fearsome display of God's power known to the people. So here, the psalmist declared that it was the God of thunder and earthquake who make his majestic way through the mighty waters of the sea to bring his people out of bondage. How this awesome God deliver his people. And then, verse 20, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So we can see how God continued to lead his people through the wilderness of Sinai. So here, from verses 11 to 20, we can see how the psalmist, look back, ponder back the recollection of God's mighty act in the behalf of Israel in Exodus. So give him the strength. These assure him, he believes that the Lord will be able to help. So this is a comforting reflection in a time of great distress. And then, very important for us today, especially, in verse 5, verse 6, we can see, consider, remember, meditate, ponder. Today, when we are in troubles, difficulties, we can ponder, meditate, remember, consider. But then, do we ponder, meditate, remember, consider the negative or the positive? Or if we have a negative mindset, so we will start to murmur, doubt, and then to ask questions like verses 7 to 9. Or otherwise, we can ponder, meditate, remember, consider the positive, God's great act. So today, we are to look beyond the present troubles and then to draw strength and hope anew. How? From meditating, from pondering, remember, consider God's act, God's word of the past. How he is faithful, how he is the great God to deliver, to help. So our strength comes from us meditating to look beyond the present troubles and then to draw strength, hope anew by remembering God's act of the past. So this gives us the assurance, the belief that the Lord will deliver. Now we shall pray together. Let's continue to pray for the peace of the Lord, that the Lord will take care of every one of us and also church members throughout the world, for the whole country, for the world. We shall, in the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How do you get to 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 get
Amen. Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family author ends here. God bless. Amen.